Portland Station to Annabelle. What is your current position?
I don't know exactly, Portland. Off the coast somewhere near Rockwell. Wait, the lighthouse. I see it.
Over here, honey.
Hey, Mom, you won't believe our good luck. Guess what I found?
Hogarth, we've been through this before.
No.
Pets.
Oh, but he's not a pet, Mom. It's a friend.
Hogarth, we've got to rent a room this year if we're going to make ends meet. And no one wants to live in a place with shredded upholstery.
You'll never know he's there. I'll keep him in a cage.
Until you feel sorry for him and set him free in the house. Do you remember the raccoon, Hogarth?
Ugh. I remember the raccoon.
Please, Mom, at least look at him.
Oh, all right. All right. Where is this guy?
Annie, I can't read this handwriting.
Yeah, that was
just
lettuce, tomato, extra mayo.
I will go get him, okay?
So he wants us to hold the mayo and the mustard. How about this hold the flavor all together?
Excuse me. Sir. Excuse me, sir.
Huh? What's that?
Please don't move, sir. My pet's under your table. Don't look. If you make a scene, my mom won't let me keep him.
What kind of pet, kid?
A squirrel. But don't worry, he's friendly.
Tell the truth, dang it. It came from outer space. I saw it.
And it was headed toward land. I called the government in Washington. Maybe it was a Sputnik or a... An invader from Mars. That's what it is. It's an invader from Mars. A spaceship of some kind. An unidentified flying object.
Unidentified? Well, knowing you, Earl, I'd say it was either whiskey or beer.
Hey, I saw it, too.
I rest my case.
I believe you. Sputnik, or a flying saucer from Mars. I bet we could find it.
Sorry, kid. I didn't really see anything. But if we don't stick up for the kooks, who will?
Is my son bothering you, sir?
Yes. No! Call me Dean.
Hogarth, you were going to get your pet, honey?
I will, Mom. Right after I finish talking with...
Dean.
Dean.
Found your pet.
Where?
It's on my leg, man. Squirrel's in my pants, Hogarth. I'm trying not to wig out here.
Don't wig out.
Okay. Heading north now. I'm sorry, kid. I'd like to apologize to everyone in advance for this.
Hello, this is Hogarth Hughes speaking. Who's calling, please?
Hogarth, honey. I'm really sorry, but... Thank you. I need to work late tonight. There's some cold chicken in the icebox. You can have that and some carrots.
I'm way ahead of you, Mom.
Good. I'll make it up to you, okay?
Okay.
I love you, honey.
Me too.
And Hogarth?
No scary movies, no late snacks, in bed by 8 o'clock. Got it?
Come on, Mom. It's me, remember?
Why, the porpoise can communicate telepathically, Miss Mellon. If we can transplant at least 15% of their brain matter into ours, we may be able to read minds. Darn. A perfectly good brain wasted. I think you've seen enough. How about a nightcap? Let's say, my place.
Oh, jeez.
I was thinking the same thing, mind reader.
Darn. I seem to have left my keys in the lab.
You're gonna get it.
Who's there?
Garth. Hogarth? Honey? Hogarth? Hogarth?
Don't you know better than to wander off at night alone? What if something happened to you?
I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, don't you ever do that to me again, Hogarth. I was so scared. I thought I'd lost you.
Mom, you won't believe this. Something ate our TV antenna.
Oh, Hogarth.
No, I'm serious. Oh, but it's not Sputnik like Mr. Stutz thought.
Hogarth.
No, it's Hogarth. A robot. It's... No, really,
Hogarth,
it is. And,
please.
And the robot, it's 100 feet high.
Hogarth.
And it eats metal.
Stop it. Just stop. I'm not in the mood. Come on. Let's go home.
Stay-at-home kind of day in a town very much like your own. But then, suddenly, without warning...
Atomic Holocaust!
But how does one survive an atomic attack?
Hey, did you hear about crazy Mr. Stutz? He says his boat ran into a sea monster.
I heard it was sunk by a meteor.
No. It was a metal meteor. It ate his boat. My dad said
it wasn't any of those things.
What would you know about it, Poindexter?
Oh, God! Shh! Don't make me come over there.
Hands over your head, deep low to the ground. Time to duck and cover, the bombs are coming down. Duck and cover.
It's about 50 or 60 feet high, and it only eats that short opulent space.
It's probably been sent by foreign enemies to take over the country. We should bomb it to smithereens before it does.
Thanks for the scrap, Floyd. Sorry I can't pay you more, but it's got this large bite out of it.
That's why I'm selling it. It's got a large bite out of it.
Yeah. I could have done this.
I told you what.
Oh, yeah. Strange invaders.
Thanks for believing me. I really did call the government. Yeah? They're sending someone to take care of the whole thing.
Jeez, Earl, you really are crazy. I mean, who in the hell would the government send?
Kent Mansley, United States Government, Unexplained Phenomena Department.
Marv Loach, I'm the fourth.
What happened here?
Not sure.
Sometimes the line will snap if the weather is bad, sure.
But for a whole tower to get twisted up like that, whoa. It's got to be beat.
It's almost like it was bitten off by some enormous beast.
Enormous beast. Yeah, what do you think, escaped gorilla?
What department is that again?
Frankly, I'm not at liberty to reveal the particulars of the agency I work for. And all that implies?
You mean national security?
Let's put it this way. Every once in a while, things happen that just can't be rationalized in a conventional way. People want to know that their government has a response. I am that response. So, were there any witnesses?
Well, sir, if you'll just follow me. We did find this. United States government, huh? Guess that means something big's happening here, eh?
No, Marv. Big things happen in big places. And the sooner I fill out my report, the sooner I can get back to them.
Enormous beast, yeah.
Biggest thing in this town is probably the homecoming queen. Oh, my God! Come on, Marv. Come on.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Around the corner. Come on. Pick up the pace here.
Okay. Hard,
I've never seen anything like it. It's like a big chomp out of the side of the car. Like a bite out of a ham sandwich. Like a...
What are we looking at here, Mr. Manley?
Something big, Marv. Something big.
Guess you're not gonna hurt me, huh? Shut off, Switch. You saw me save you.
So, where are you from? You came from the sky, right? From up there? Don't you remember anything? Maybe it's that bump on your head. Do you talk? You know, words, blah, 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 like that? Can you do that? Blah, blah, blah? Well, you get the idea anyway. Let's see. See this? This is called a rock. Rock. Good. Yes.
a tree. Rock. Tree. Get it? That's right!
Well, Michael the Giant Robot, I am now the luckiest kid in America.
This is unbelievable. This is the greatest discovery since, I don't know, television or something. I gotta tell someone. I should call some... No, they'll panic. People always wig out and start shooting when they see something big like you.
Huh?
Oh, wig out. It means crazy. You know, like, No! Don't do that! That's the kind of stuff that makes them shoot at you.
Two nights ago, at approximately 1900 hours, SATCOM radar detected an unidentified object entering Earth's atmosphere, losing contact with it 2.5 miles off the coast of Rockwell. Some assumed it was a large meteor or a downed satellite. But my office in Washington received a call from someone who reported an actual encounter with the object. This is no meteor, gentlemen. This is something much more serious. So
we can't call Ripley's, believe it or not, because they wouldn't believe it. And, it's getting dark. And if I don't get home soon, Mom's gonna wonder where I am. And if she comes looking for me and sees you, then we got the screaming problem again. So for now, would you just stay here, okay? I'll come back tomorrow. Wow. Well, goodbye. No! Me go, you stay. No following. Good. I told you! I'll come back tomorrow! Now stay!
Go stomping around, and you can't come with me.
My mom will wig out.
That's right. So you have got to stay in the forest, and I'll bring you some food tomorrow. But I gotta go home now. So, goodbye.
You can't follow me home, okay? Let's go!
Mayor's office.
Anyone what? Report seeing
a
anything?
A train accident?
Unusual?
What do you mean he hit a giant creature? What creature could be big enough to...
I need your car.
Wow. You can fix yourself? Neato.
Uh-oh, Mom's home. Just stay here, okay? I'll be back. Bye.
What happened here?
Go on. Tell them what you saw, Frank. You're not going to believe this, but it was a giant metal man.
Does anyone know where I can get to a telephone nearby?
Would you say grace, please?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Thank you for the food that Mom has put in front of us. And stop! The devil from doing bad things. And, get out of here! Satan. Go, you soul, that we may live in peace. Amen.
Amen. That was, really unusual, Hogarth.
I forgot to wash my hands.
Well, okay.
Kent Mansley. I work for the government.
Hogarth? Hogarth?
Hey there, Scout. Kent Mansley. Work for the government. Is your parents home?
We're eating.
Boy.
Who's there, honey?
Oh, hello there. Do you have a telephone I could use?
Yes, there's one in the kitchen.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Here. Pretend you're a gangster. Ha ha.
Damn it, Mansley, you call me at home for this?
I don't understand, sir.
It ate my car.
And you saw this happen.
Well, I didn't actually see it. It went off into the woods.
So you don't have any evidence.
But sir, I've got an eyewitness.
An eyewitness with a concussion.
This thing
is a menace. It tore up a power station. It caused a train wreck.
What did? Tell me again, Mansley, and this time, listen to yourself.
A giant metal monster. Please, sir. I've got a feeling about this one.
That's lovely, Kent. But let me try to explain how this works. If you told me you'd found, say, a giant footprint, I might send over an expert to make a plaster cast of it. Hell, you get me a photograph of this thing, and I could probably get some troops over there. But you tell me you've got a feeling.
All right, then. Fine. You want evidence? I'll get you evidence. And when I do, I'm going to want a memo distributed.
That sounds swell, Kent.
I'm
going to
want that memo carbon copy and redistributed.
What? Shut down! Hi. Thanks for the use of your phone. Well, thank you for the use of your phone, Mrs.
Hughes. Annie Hughes. And this is my son, Hogarth.
Thank you, Annie. Hogarth.
That's Hogarth.
Hogarth? An embarrassing name. Might as well call him Zeppo or something. What kind of a sick person would name a kid Hogarth? Hog, hog. Hog, hog! Hogarth Hughes!
Kent Mansley, you work for the government.
I wasn't going to say that. I have something for you, Hogarth.
Your BB gun. Where did you find that?
Up at the power station.
Hogarth was out there the other night.
Really? See anything unusual, Hogarth?
No thing. unusual, really.
Gotta use the bathroom.
Strange, he's so tight-lipped now, and the other night he couldn't stop talking. I mean, 100-foot robots and whatnot.
100-foot robot? That's nutty. What else did he say?
No, wait, stop!
Excuse me. Hogarth?
What is going on?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
You know, this sort of thing is why it's so important to really chew your food.
Hogarth? Hogarth?
Mom! Little privacy!
Sorry.
Ow.
Sorry.
Ow.
Oh, Lord, he's been acting strange lately.
That hurt. Thank you again, Annie. Good night, Hogarth. I'm sure we'll see each other again real soon.
If you're gonna stay here, you gotta keep better track of yourself. Sheesh. Anyway, I thought you'd like, you know, a bedtime story or something. I've got some really cool ones. Mad Magazine. Very funny. The Spirit. Very cool. Boys Lancer. Oh, here. This guy is Superman. Sure, he's famous now, but he started off just like you. Crash landed on Earth, didn't know what he was doing, but he only uses his powers for good, never for evil. Remember that. That's Atomo, the Metal Menace. He's not the hero. He's the villain. He's not like you. You're a good guy. Like Superman.
Superman.
Oh, you're hungry, aren't you? But I don't have any metal here. Just follow me. Pick me up, okay? Okay, now, march! Woo! Oh, yeah, that's Rockwell. Nice place, huh?
Rockwell?
Yeah, I was born right down. We can't go there yet. People just aren't ready for you. Go running around like that, okay? Hey, look. I guess that would be okay to eat. It's been there for months. Oh, no. We gotta hide! You know, hide? It's when you... You get behind something quick! Don't!
Oh.
troubles are over.
This is it. All you can eat.
I know you. Squirrel Boy.
Hogarth.
By night known as Hogarth. Got it. Well, come on inside, kid. Sorry about the crowbar. You'd be surprised how many people want to steal scrap. But man, once I turn it into art, I can't give it away. I mean, what am I? A junk man who sells art or an artist who sells junk? You tell me.
I like it, I think. Listen... You're not going to call my mom, are you? She doesn't know I'm out.
Don't worry, kid. Look, it's not my style to report a guy to the authorities. I'm going to have some coffee. What do you want, some milk or what, milk?
Coffee's fine. Yeah, I drink it. I'm hip.
I don't know. This is espresso, you know? It's like Coffeezilla.
I said I'm hip. So she moved me up a grade because I wasn't fitting in. So now I'm even more not fitting in. I was getting good grades, you know, like always. So my mom says, you need stimulation. And I go, no, I'm stimulated enough right now.
That's for sure.
So she goes, you don't have a challenge. You need a challenge. So now I'm challenged, all right? I'm challenged to hold on to my lunch money because of all the big mooses who want to pound me because I'm a shrimpy dork who thinks he's smarter than them. But I don't think I'm smarter. I just do the stupid homework. If everyone else just did the stupid homework, they could move up a grade and get pounded too. Is there any more coffee?
Look. It's really none of my business, kid, but who cares what these creeps think, you know? They don't decide who you are, you do. You are who you choose to be. Did you hear that?
No, wait, stop! His name is Dean. We like Dean.
Dean.
So, where'd he come from?
He doesn't remember. He's like a little kid.
Little, yeah. Wait a minute. You can talk to him?
Kinda. He can't say a lot of words yet, but he understands things pretty good. He needs food and shelter. You got plenty of room here. This place is perfect.
Go away.
I can have him push the door down. You know I can.
Hold on. I can't hide it here.
Him, not it.
Whatever. You don't even know where he came from or what the hell he is.
He's my friend.
Yeah, what am I? Am I your friend? Bring some Frankenbod with out-of-state plates over here and make me change my tune. Yeah, I don't like that jazz. God, I'm tired.
So, he can stay?
Tonight. Tomorrow, I don't know about tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You're up already?
Just making the bed.
Well, that's nice. Well, come downstairs. I have a surprise for you.
Morning, sport. Sleep well?
Mom!
Isn't it wonderful, Hogarth? We finally rented our room.
Ugh. I'm not very hungry.
Oh. Yeah.
Hello, this is Hogarth Hughes speaking. Who's calling, please?
I think it's day.
The night, kid. It's morning now.
Look, I'm trying to come home, okay? There's this weird guy here.
What?
He's watching me.
What's that supposed to mean?
I got this big giant thing out here.
I can't talk right now, okay?
Hogarth.
Bye.
Who was that, sport? Friend of yours?
Yeah, he's a new kid.
What? Hey, stop!
Hey, mind if I ask you a few questions there, Buckaroo? Now, why would you tell your mom about a giant robot, Slugger?
Say, what did you see at the power station? I tell you.
You tell anyone else about this, buddy?
How big is this thing, Ranger?
Been in the forest lately, Scott?
Hey, where are you going?
Champ?
Slugger?
Hey, cowboy?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I'm going out!
Well, why don't you take Mr. Mansley with you? Show him the sights.
Oh, Mom, the sights!
Hey, I'd love that. Give us a chance to get acquainted. Swap some stories, huh, Chief?
There are two kinds of metal in this yard, scrap and art. If you got to eat one of them, eat the scrap. What you currently have in your mouth is art!
Art?
Oh, forget it, forget it. It's gone. It's... That's not bad.
First you take a chocolate bar. Any bar will do.
Oh.
Do you mind if I,
No, knock yourself out, Skipper.
You crumble up the chocolate into little pieces. Then you kind of stir it into the ice cream. See?
Yes, I see. What do you call this again?
Landslide. New. Very new.
Landslide. Top notch. You know, Hogarth, we live in a strange and wondrous time. The atomic age. But there's a dark side to progress, Hogarth. Ever hear of Sputnik?
Yeah, it's the first satellite in space.
Foreign satellite, Hogarth. And all that implies. Even now, it orbits overhead.
Boop. Boop.
Watching us. We can't see it, but it's there. Much like that giant thing in the woods. We don't know what it is or what it can do. I don't feel safe, Hogarth. Do you?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? What am I talking about? I'm talking about your gold-armed security, Hogarth! While you're snoozing in your widowed jammies back in Washington, we're wide awake and worried. Why? Because everyone wants what we have, Hogarth. Everyone. You think this middleman is fun, but who built it? The Russians? The Chinese? Martians? Canadians? I don't care! All I know is we didn't build it, and that's reason enough to assume the worst and blow up the kingdom come! Now... You are going to tell me about this thing. You are going to lead me to it, and we are going to destroy it before it destroys us. Just hold that thought and stay right there.
Hey! I thought you were in trouble.
Oh, that sucks. Let me just... up a little
we
bit.
We had to take this weird guy staying at our house. Up. It took me hours to shake him. I dare myself to get out here, and you have him doing arts and crafts.
You got a problem with arts and crafts, little man?
He's a giant robot, Dean. It's a little undignified.
Yeah? Well, smart guy, what would you have him do?
Main systems on! Main engines! 1, 2, and 3! All systems go! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off!
Can you guys cool yourselves a little? I feel like we're pressing our luck here.
Hey, baby, we are cool. Welcome to downtown Coolsville. Population,
us.
Well, can you move Coolsville to someplace less conspicuous?
How about the lake?
Okay.
Aw, come with us. It'll be fun.
Can't last forever, Hogarth. We gotta tell somebody about him.
You worry too much. Hey, Dean! Watch this!
All right, we're watching.
This one's for professionals only! Banzai! Come on in! Great!
No thanks.
You, Weenie! Come on in! It's really, really refreshing. What? You too? You big baby!
Enough fun for one day.
Are you okay in there, Mr. Mansley? I'm back with the toilet paper you needed.
Thanks. I think I'm feeling better now.
Much, much better.
Well, I guess he decided to...
It's the monster!
Oh, no.
Shot it with that gun.
Guns kill.
Guns kill.
Bad about the deer, but it's not your fault. Things die. It's part of life. It's bad to kill, but it's not bad to die. Well, yes, someday.
I die?
I don't know. You're made of metal, but you have feelings. And you think about things, and that means you have a soul. And souls don't die.
Soul?
Mom says it's something inside of all good things, and that it goes on forever and ever.
Late for dinner, Hogarth. Your mom's working late tonight, Hogarth. So it's just us guys, and we're gonna have a little chat. Sit down.
How's that? A little too bright?
Good. Forgive me, Hogarth. I wanted you to learn something.
What can I learn from you?
You can learn this, Hogarth. That I can do anything I want, whenever I want, if I feel it's in the people's best interest. The giant metal man. Where is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Well, does this ring a bell? No? How about this? You've been careless, Hogarth.
It doesn't prove anything.
It's enough to get the army here with one phone call.
Then what's stopping you?
Where's the giant? You can't protect him, Hogarth. Any more than you can protect your mother.
My mom?
It's difficult to raise a boy all alone. We could make it more difficult. In fact, we could make it so difficult that it would be irresponsible for us to leave you in her care. And all that that implies. You'll be taken away from her, Hogarth.
You can't do that!
Oh, we can. And we will.
He's in the junkyard. I'm copping scrap off Culver Road.
Junkyard, of course. Food for the metal eater. I wouldn't worry about this, Hogarth. It isn't really happening. This is only a bad dream.
Yes, this is real, sir. I not only have incontrovertible evidence, General, I know where it's hidden. I don't know who built it, but it's here. It's massive, and we're running out of time. There's no doubt we should act. The only question, sir, is, can you afford not to? Excellent, sir. You won't regret it. Thank you, sir.
The army arrives in the morning, Hogarth. Don't get cute.
Dean.
I'll be watching you.
Thank you.
Morning, Kent.
For some reason, the army is in our front yard, Mr. Mansley.
Please, call me Kent. Okay. Where is it?
What?
You know darn well what? The monster, the giant thing, the metal man.
Ah, the metal man. Jeez, you were scaring me there for a second. I thought I was under attack or something. Ah, he's in the back. Come on, I'll show you. You guys got here just in time. This rich cat, you know, some industrialist, he wants him for the lobby of his company. He whipped out his checkbook right on the spot. I said, hey, you got him for the rest of your life. But what, I gotta let go the moment I give birth? I mean, come on. Give me some time to cut the umbilical, man. Here he is. Anyway, I haven't sold him yet, so if you really want him, and if, you know, throw in a competitive bid.
Sir, listen.
Step outside, Mansley.
Yes?
You realize how much hardware I brought out here?
You just blew millions of Uncle Sam's dollars out of your butt!
I gotta admit, I'm relieved that this is what Hogarth is talking about. I mean, I was beginning to think it was real. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like it. But do you need all this stuff on the surface?
Well, no, actually.
Well, I mean, just sort of, it seems kind of slapped on. You know, not as thought out as this other piece.
You like that one?
Yeah.
You'll be chief inspector of subway toilets by the time I'm finished with you. Now, pack up. I'll expect you back in Washington to clear out your office.
Yes, sir.
I see why Hogarth sneaks out here.
You mean you know about that?
Now I do.
By Kent, and all that implies.
Okay, you can move now. Nice job.
Thruster to base. I'm going in.
Only one creature could create so much destruction. The hideous, people-eating, killing machine, Atomo! Atomo!
No, Atomo.
Okay, Superman, take this!
Something's got me.
Hey, what's wrong?
As I was saying, take this!
What happened? What was that noise?
Shh! Stay down and follow me. Get back! I said get back! I mean it!
No, stop.
It was an accident. He's our friend.
He's a piece of hardware, Hogarth. Why do you think the army was here?
He's a weapon. A big gun that was.
I'm not done.
Yeah? What's that, huh? You almost did that to Hogarth!
No,
Hogarth. Hey, stop!
Giant, come back!
It was defensive. He reacted to the gun.
You're not going to get there fast enough on foot.
Big hoax.
That's where the
Give me the binoculars.
What?
Hey, there it is. I see it. It's big. It's walking away.
Hey, give me those.
Over there.
See it?
The monster.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Ah!
Defensively. If you don't shoot, he's harmless. You gotta tell the general.
This is all your fault, Beatnik. If you hadn't have
been
interfered.
Shut up and listen. You gotta make them stop. The giant's got the kid with him.
I'll take care of it. He says the monster has killed the kid.
Sir,
we must stop it at all costs.
Go to Code Red. Repeat, Code Red.
Mr. President, we have a situation, sir.
Thank you.
call, Mansley. Secure the area. Let's find out what this thing is and who said it.
But he's okay. Let's get him in the car.
Drive, baby, drive! Step on it! Force the engine! Faster, faster, faster! Tear
off! Oh, battleship, fire at the robot! We've hit it with everything we've got.
Not everything, General. The bomb. The Nautilus has first strike capability and is not far offshore.
You scare me, Mansley. You want us to bomb ourselves in order to kill it?
General, the giant seems to follow whatever attacks it. We can lure it away from the town, then destroy it.
Radio the Nautilus. Tell him to target the robot and await my command.
This is Nautilus. What is the giant's current position?
67.719972
degrees west by
44.51177
degrees north.
Locked and loaded.
Oh, my baby, I'm so sorry.
Stop the car.
Oh, Garth, my God, honey, you're all
right. Go back. We've got
to
help him.
Are you crazy, kid? You're lucky to be alive. We're taking you to a hospital.
Everyone, out of the car! We have to evacuate the area!
What are you talking about? We gotta get this boy to a hospital!
What boy?
Hogarth!
This is General Rogard. Ready to attack and prepare to retreat to the fallback position.
No! No! Stop! My son is out there!
No, wait! It's me!
Rogard, remember? It's bad to kill. Guns kill. And you don't have to be a gun. You are what you choose to be. You choose. Choose.
It's
okay, it's okay. We gotta show them you're good.
Nautilus to Rogard.
Missile armed and ready.
What are you saying? He's friendly?
Yes. Attacking him is triggering a defense mechanism.
Don't listen, General. Destroy the monster while we still have the chance.
General, you shoot now and the whole thing starts all over again.
Stop it now, General! Our future's at stake!
Orders, sir! Which is why you have got to stop, General.
Let's get it closer! Orders, sir!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Hogarth!
Hold your fire!
The boy's alive?
It's a trick! Launch the missile!
Are you mad, Mansley?
All units, stand down! Rogard to Nautilus. Come in, Nautilus.
This is Nautilus standing by.
Launch the missile now! That missile is targeted to the giant's current position! Where's the giant, Mansley?
What?
we can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
You mean we're all going to...
To die, Mansley, for our country.
Screw our country! I want to live!
Hold him, man. Make sure he stays here like a good soldier.
Oh, no.
It's a missile. When it comes down, everyone will die.
There it is!
Shouldn't we get to a shelter?
It wouldn't matter.
Fits.
Giant?
Hogar. You stay. I go. No following.
Love you.
Let's go home.
Your best work yet, honey. No doubt about it.
You think this is my best? Really?
Well, you know, next to that bug thing. You know, the one with the shovels. Hogarth! Come on, honey. Time to go.
See you later, guys.
See you later, Hogarth.
Oh, hey, Hogarth. The general sent this to you.
What is it?
He said it was the only part recovered. He thought you should have it.
I miss him.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.